right, everybody, buckle up, because today we are diving headfirst into the wild world of mattresses.
Someone's got to do it, right?
Right. It's one of those things everyone needs, but no one really wants to shop for.
Oh, tell me about it.
But hopefully we can make it a little less painful today.
Yeah, hopefully.
So we are looking at the Coolflex Hybrid Icy Mattress.
Catchy name.
Definitely catchy. We found a deep dive review online that we are going to break down today. And by the end, hopefully you'll know if this is the dream mattress you've been searching for.
Or at least, you know, one step closer to figuring that out.
One step closer. So first impressions, this mattress boasts about having 800 pocket springs. 800 for something called targeted support and sleeping zones. What does that even mean?
Okay, so imagine this. Instead of like your old school mattress with one giant interconnected spring system, you've got these hundreds of tiny springs, each tucked away in its own little fabric pocket.
So they're all independent.
Exactly. They move independently and contour to your body. That's what gives you that targeted support.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
And the sleeping zones, this is huge, especially if you share a bed. Your partner's, you know, one of those toss and turners. Those individual springs are going to work overtime to isolate the motion.
So no more feeling like you're on a waterbed every time they move.
Exactly. No more relationship testing, sleep disturbances.
I like it. Okay, next up, cool gel memory foam. Sounds amazing in theory.
Who doesn't love a cool bed?
Right, especially in the summer. But is this legit or just marketing hype?
It's actually legit science. So regular memory foam, it kind of hugs your body, which is comfy and all.
Yeah.
But it traps heat like nobody's business.
And no one wants a sweaty sleep situation.
Exactly. So with this cool gel stuff, they infuse the foam with these like little gel capsules. And these capsules, they absorb your body heat and then move it away from you. It's like a tiny air conditioning system built right in.
That is so cool. Okay, I'm sold on that part. Now, what about this whole medium firm thing? The review is saying this works for most people, but isn't finding the right mattress firmness, like, super personal.
Oh, absolutely. Medium firm is kind of a catch-all phrase.
Right.
What's comfortable for one person can be torture for another.
Yeah.
Right? It all comes down to your body type, your favorite sleeping position, all that good stuff.
So how do you know if this one's right for you?
So this particular mattress, it kind of aims for that middle ground. If you're someone who switches between your side and your back throughout the night, it could be a good fit.
What about stomach sleepers?
Mm-hmm. That's where things get tricky. This reviewer, they were a side sleeper, and they loved it, raved about the support. But they did say it might not be ideal for stomach sleepers.
Why is that?
So side sleepers, they need more cushioning around the hips and shoulders to keep their spine aligned. This mattress tries to do that. But for stomach sleepers, that medium firmness might let their hips sink in too much, and then you're talking potential back pain.
Okay, so note to self, if you're a stomach sleeper, maybe tread carefully.
Maybe do a little more research, yeah.
Okay. Now, onto some of the less obvious stuff. This review mentioned a 48-hour break-in period for the mattress. What is that about?
All right, so picture this. Your mattress arrives at your door all rolled up like a burrito, right?
Yeah, that seems to be the thing these days.
Right. It's great for shipping, but those materials need a minute to, like, breathe and fully expand.
So it's not about, like, breaking in a new pair of shoes.
Not exactly, no. Yeah. It's more about letting the mattress fully decompress and reach its full potential. Plus, it gives any of those new mattress smells time to air out.
Makes sense. Okay, last thing that caught my eye. The review mentioned the sleek design. Is that purely aesthetic, or is there more to it?
Okay, so while looks aren't everything, a well-designed mattress can actually be a good indicator of other features. Things like breathability and edge support. A sleek design might mean they've paid attention to airflow, which is huge for temperature regulation, especially with that cool gel we were talking about. And good edge support. That means you can actually use the whole surface of the mattress without feeling like you're going to roll off.
Ah, I see. It's like the design tells a story.
Exactly.
Okay, so big picture, it sounds like this Coolflex Hybrid Ice mattress could be a real winner, especially, you know, for our side sleepers out there.
It's definitely got a lot going for it. But again, like we were saying before, everyone is different. What works for one person, their body, their sleep style, might not work for someone else.
So moral of the story is,
don't just take our word for it.
Do your research.
Read reviews. Maybe even try some mattresses out in person if you can.
Yes. And don't be afraid to really figure out what matters most to you.
Exactly. And remember, this was just one mattress, one review. There's a whole world of sleep solutions out there. Don't settle until you find the one that truly gives you the best sleep of your life.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, Go forth and conquer the world of sleep.